Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For your grace. I live in the moment because of me. I must thank you.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful selection. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the song, for the words of that song. Grace and mercy brought us through. Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 23 and verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come in thanking you, Father God, that it is your grace and your mercy that has brought us through. And we're thankful, Father God, for your word, Father God, because your word is a road map to heaven. And Lord, we just thanking you because by your stripes we are healed, and we'll let nothing take that away from us, Father God. And Lord, we thanking you because your word lets us know we are more than a conqueror. I mean, we can overcome all things, Father God, as long as we're trusting in you, which your word says to trust in the Lord
yes.
with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, Father God, we're thankful that we are overcomers, Father God, thankful that we're a child of God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord, we ask that you would just continue to bless our pastor, keep him covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting him also from danger seen and unseen, Father God, and each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. We don't know what they're going through, but you know all things, Father God. So we're praying that your will be done, Father God. And we give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Talking about the promises of God, and that God is a promise-keeping God, and all we have to do is find it in the scripture and watch you keep it. I know yesterday we were talking about God have made Christ Lord over our lives. So if you confess Romans 10:9-10, which says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. So you got to make him Lord. That's why you confessing him, because you're saying he's Lord, he's master, he's ruler. When you make him Lord, see, a lot of people confess that, but they haven't really made him Lord. They haven't surrendered. They haven't said, okay, Lord, You're the master. When you do that, then God is obligated to keep his promise.
Amen.
We're going to go to the first scripture. It's going to be found in, so just to kind of back up what I'm saying, the first scripture is going to be found in 2 Peter 1:4 that reads like this. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Amen, amen. And reading that's in the Message Bible. Is that 2 Peter, Pastor? 2 Peter 1:4?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. Reading from the Message Bible. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen. Amen.
Whereby a given. This is one of the promises God, he's given us. He's given us.
Yeah.
Exceeding and great and precious promises. Not any kind. But first of all, it said it's exceeding. That means it's more than.
Mm-hmm.
Way above. Because he threw the word great in there. It's one thing to be exceeding, and it's another thing to be great. Then he used precious. Do we realize how precious God's promises are? His grace that we're taking for granted. Like I said the other day, a lot of people just think grace is to get you saved. No, this is so that you can be partakers of a divine nature. Not only is God going to save us, but he make us new. Well, how
yeah.
you say? With a divine nature. Your nature, the very nature, is going to be new.
Amen.
And that's what's going to help you to escape this world that is full of lust. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take the divine nature to help you. And in order to have that divine nature, you got to have the precious promises of God. Now, I want to get into all of them today, bless God, but trust me, we will be getting into them before the week's out. But there were some things I wanted to focus on today that has to do with Colossians 2. I want to say I was in the 6th through the 7th verse. And with what you just read and understanding verses 6 and 7, I'll go ahead on and read it so it all makes sense to you. As we have therefore received Christ. See, Christ is spiritual.
Amen.
So when you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, catch that. You, now that you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him.
Yeah.
Walk in him as he is your Lord, your master, your controller. Lord, I don't know. I just don't know. You, Lord, you show me. You teach me. You guide me. He said, be rooted and built up in him. And established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Amen, amen. Reading it from the Message Bible. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given, Jesus, the Master. Now live in him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. Fools out. Quit studying the subject and start living it, and let your living over into thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, our faith has to be in Christ, and it has to be steadfast. Christ has to become Lord. That's like so important. The more I study this and the more I see why the Spirit of Christ has to be the master, we have to have faith in that.
Yeah.
You have to be steadfast. Your faith has to be steadfast in Christ, in his Spirit. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, see, we're in Christ now. That's how you come to this new way of living, because you have made Christ. You have made Christ. Ooh, let me say one more time. You have made Christ Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, once you have made Christ Lord, then he becomes a lot of things to you.
Hallelujah.
He becomes our Lord. Not only is he Savior, not only is he the intercessor, not only is he our advocator, but he is also our Lord and head. So when we read in Colossians 2, 6 and 7, and as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. I read this, I just read this thing, man, and over and over so many times, and that scripture was like a storehouse filled with priceless treasures, but I couldn't see it. God had to give me the revelation of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read the other scripture, man, I said, oh, wow, isn't this awesome? We got a storehouse for treasure, and they're precious.
Yeah.
You know, when you got something precious, you want to keep it. You want to keep it in a safe place. Well, that was my thinking. Then I saw what it meant. He wanted me to be rooted and established in the reality of the Lordship of Jesus Christ over us. I saw that. So when I first began to study about his lordship, I was afraid, really, of him. I had a feeling that meant slavery. See, a lot of times when you read these stories and you think about lordship, you think about slavery. And I was like, oh, God, that's finna be. God said, no. But it didn't. It meant just what Psalms 23:1 said. The Lord is my shepherd.
Wow.
How many times people done said that? That don't mean you enslaved. That means you just surrender. You know the shepherd know how to lead. Preach, preacher.
Yes, amen.
See, the shepherd, how many times we said the Lord is my shepherd? Do we really know what we're saying? You're the master. You're the controller. You're guiding me. You're directing me.
Yes.
You're leading me down into green pastures.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
You're giving me abundance of food, abundance of water.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I know I am fully protected now. When I read the 23rd Psalm, I know I'm protected. Because I got a Lord. I got a shepherd.
Yes.
He not only, he is just like a shepherd. That's what that word meant. See, I never seen that Lord as a shepherd. But then I go back and read Psalm 23. It says the Lord is. He's Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
to describe him, he's your shepherd. Man, when
Hallelujah.
I saw that, it means when the Lord presented as shepherd, the word Lord means bread provider.
Thank you.
The word Lord means shale or shield. The word Lord means protector.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just like a husband to a wife. or it can mean the same thing. As a husband is a wife protector, that's how the word Lord means to us as Christians, is that he is our protector. He is all that a lover can mean to his lover.
Thank you, Lord.
Godly. Man, y'all better stop me because I'm just trying to get deep with this here. He is all that a lover. Just think about a lover, what it means to be loved.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he is. The Father wants me to be rooted and grounded and built up in his blessed truth, in his blessing. He's saying, you know what? I want you to be one with me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, my heart get filled abundantly. Joy come with thanksgiving. Oh, you see me like that? You love me like that? You ready to protect me? See, we know about the Lordship of Jesus at the right hand of the Father. There will never be, and let me say this with clarity, there will never, ever be a lordship like Christ.
Amen. Say that.
You know he is going to protect you no matter what.
Yes.
We have lived beneath our privilege. We need to demand the lordship of Christ over our lives.
Yes.
We need to. Because these are precious promises.
Mm-hmm.
They're precious.
Yeah.
Having this spiritual life is precious.
Thank you, Lord.
I just think we as Christians have lived too long beneath what God has called us to be. He is our Father.
Yes, he is. Amen.
He's a good father. I like to think he's a good daddy.
Yes, he is.
I don't want another daddy. He loves me.
Thanks.
He protects me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm captivated by how the people over in other countries, even Canada, how they look at the word lordship, Lord, and how they practice lordship. It really helps me when I see it like that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the promises. I didn't want to do like I did yesterday. I just went on and on and on. I want to take a moment. If anybody have anything they want to share, I want to leave a little time here. But I can go on. Trust me, I can. But just press one. See, when you understand Christ as Lord, you understand he is our advocator.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get into that this week. You got to understand that he's interceding for you. I know it looked bad. When a sheep is going astray, understand this. And that word astray, that means it's going bad. It just wandered away from something for whatever reason, the enemy. But that shepherd has a rod and a staff. He put you in line with his word. He's not trying to hurt us. He's trying to keep us from running water. Can you imagine a sheep? The sheep is just clothed with all of that. What you call that, Pastor?
Wool.
That's only sheep. The wool.
The wool, yeah.
See, if that get wet, if it get by running water and it get wet, What you think gonna happen to that sheep?
Gonna drown.
Thank you. So the shepherd is there to protect it. So if things happen, I know that that sheep don't want to be chastised. It probably fight it. But look at it like this. It's going to save his life. What is bad for you really is good for you.
Yeah.
You don't
Thank
know. I was talking to a guy the other day. He was talking about, well, my grandson, really. God blessed him to have a different car. Make a long story short, if he'd got the car he was trying to get, he'd have been dead right about now. Because of the way they hit him yesterday. But the way that car, I said, God saved your life from not letting you get that two-seater and you got the four-seater. And then somebody else witnessed and said, you know, sometimes God doesn't allow us to have certain things, not because he don't want it, but he see the future. He see that if you operate it like you're going, what's going to happen? So that guy said, you know what? He said that good thing he had stopped driving because he was getting ready to go and do something crazy.
All right.
So God has a way of working things together for our good. That's how a shepherd, that's how a Lord does. When you Lord and you master and you ruler and you and that person have surrendered to you, that means they're making the decision for your life. It's just like a caretaker. A lordship is just like a caretaker. Look at it like that.
Amen.
He promised to take care of you. He promised to watch after you. See, a caretaker has to be responsible for that client.
Yes, amen.
Because it can't take care of itself.
But
what that client has to do is surrender and say, okay, wherever you want to wheel me to, you want to wheel me here, wheel me there. Whenever you say to eat, we'll eat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, that caretaker got a big responsibility. Well, you got to use the bath. Well, yeah, you got to use the restroom. Well, let's go ahead and make provision for you. Got to make sure you have a handicap rail. Just little different things a caretaker has to do. It has to be able to get you in and out of the vehicle. Because it's Lord. It's taking care of you. So when you're saying the Lord is my shepherd, that's what you're saying.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments you want to press one? Hallelujah.
Hey. We're reading Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3 from the Message Bible. It reads, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Amen, amen. Such beautiful word. He's not only our shepherd, but he's in the right direction. Amen. Like Pastor was talking about that staff that he has.
That's what the shepherd does.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what the shepherd does.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Reading it from the New Living Translation, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in the green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right path, bringing honor to his name. Amen, amen. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Now, my pastor, I didn't look at it that way, but I could see it clearly now. Amen. Thank God for leading us. Amen. So we'd be lost without him. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. That Psalm 23 is just good through and through. As Minister Robinson used to say, good. Amen. Finish reading it out of the Message Bible. Verse 4 says, even when the way goes through death valleys, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You receive my drooping head. Oh, I'm sorry. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thanking God for his word. Thanking him for being our shepherd. Amen. Well, we're going to say God bless everyone. And we'll see everyone tomorrow with the word at noon.